This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by Bud Light.
Wait, what was that? The Jack bounce?
Never mind.
Oh, shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Tan, two times in the house. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, what's up? It is your girl, Sammy Joe.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Oh, shoot. What's going on, Solly? So how you doing over there? Pittsburgh, PA. How you living? How you living? You living large? You living good? What's good?
Amazing, as always. Thank you, Jesus. The weather is getting great, and I'm loving it. I went for a few bike rides this week, and the good weather is finally here. I am so thankful for that. Oh, my God. But, guys, let's get into this. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we've been MIA, but, you know, life happens. Life comes at you fast. But let's get to this. If you've been living under a rock and you didn't get to see any of the Trump's town hall at CNN, oh my God. Now, honestly, I was surprised that they let in, conservatives, because it sounded like a conservative crowd to be.
You know how they got you, but you know how they usually do this, right? They handpick the crowd, right? You're a Republican voter, you're not sure, or you're an independent, you know, on the fence of how you want to lean.
I thought that he was at least going to get one heckler there. I honestly thought there was going to be somebody, some Antifa, some BLM, somebody was going to be like, fuck, or, you know what I mean? Like, or chaos, but not, it didn't happen, dude. I think there's a turnaround that's happening. I'm seeing it all over TikTok. I'm seeing it everywhere. People are done with this bullshit. Yeah.
They cut.
Done
this
with.
This is how bad it was. This is how bad it was for CNN. For CNN. They had to cut. They cut the town hall by 29 minutes. That thing was supposed to end at 9:30. It ended at like 9. Yeah. Like, that's how bad. Because he roasted them on their own network. He made Katie Collins look like an asshole. Because she was being rude.
She did a bad job.
No, I mean, she tried. See, she was debating him. See, this is the problem. This is the problem I have with all these people with Trump, right? They want Trump on there because they want to spar with him. But really, at this point, everybody's seen this shit and everything you said and all the rumors and everything. It's open bullshit. So it's like, obviously people have seen what you're doing. And, you know, now it's like, you look dumb.
So
because she asked him a question and she's like, no.
I'm going to say this. And I'm sorry I do this, guys. It's on my freaking dating profile. What do I quote from the most? Guys, what movie do I quote from the most?
The Dark Knight.
Exactly.
Batman.
So listen.
You see the meme I sent you?
Yes. Okay, hold on. Listen to this. So you know how in the scene where Joker's hanging upside down, right? And Batman's about to, whatever, he kills him, drops him, and then he freaking saves him at the last minute. And Joker's laughing, right? And he's like, I knew it. You know, you can't, you know, you need me as much as I need you. You complete me, basically, is what he's telling him. This is CNN and Trump for me, is because CNN needs Trump as much as he basically needs them, because this pretty much, like, it helps him in the polls. People who don't know him now see him. He sparred with whatever, Katie, whatever her name is. And it was a win for him, Tim. It really was. I mean, he lingered on the whole freaking, you know, 2020 election. I think, honestly, that was just him, you know, for his loyal, for me.
But here's the deal. They asked him the question. If they didn't talk about, if they didn't go, are you willing to admit the defeat of 2020? You set him up for it. So I don't know if you saw after they CNN interviewed all the people in the thing, and the guy was like, hey, does it bother you that Trump is still talking about 2020? And the guy literally, the guy said straight up to the dude that asked him, to the anchor, he goes, you asked him a question about 2020. He goes, maybe if you would have asked him about something else, you know what I mean? We had a different conversation, but he's like, you asked him about 2020. He's not supposed to answer? Come on, dude, you set him up. And this is the first time on mainstream media, liberal mainstream media, he was actually been talking. He talked about the rigged election. So now people, right, dude, this is the highest amount. Rasmussen just came out with a poll that said 60% of America thinks that 2020 was a rigged election or had a lot of anomalies that
you said 60%.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a big percent.
And now, like 40% are like Democrats, homie.
Right. But see, so I'm with you there, and I'm one of those, you know, loyal Trump folks that, you know, I'm with him when he's because here's my thing on the whole DeSantis. DeSantis is considering it, because if DeSantis wasn't considering it, he would have quashed it right then and there, and he has it. And so that's why Trump, I think, continues to attack him even on the at the town hall. But I think it's important that he does that for the loyal, for the people, right? That follow him, that are going to support him, that no matter what, right? And I don't know how divisive it is for the middle of the road voter, right? For the independents, everybody seems to think that this doesn't play well, and so that's why he should not, you know, take the bait that CNN gives him. But to your point, I saw that poll as well, and there was a couple other ones where, you know, that people did like on Twitter and whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I know this is what the middle of the line, like the Ben Shapiro's and the Tim Pool's, they're saying, you know, this is not good for independence, but I don't know. I don't think I believe that. I'm with you, Tim. All right, but
I mean,
before we continue the discussion, 64%. I do want to play a little bit of this for you guys, so you guys can hear this. If you missed this smackdown, I'm going to call it. Tim, you should have been narrating this whole thing. I'm serious.
you can still do that, Tim. You should have that play and then like do his like narration. That'd be awesome.
I think he's on the phone with his sister.
Wait, what do you want me to? You want me to narrate?
No, you know how you do that, whatever that fighting thing that you do at the DJ, the whatever. Oh, then I'm like the SmackDown. That happened to CNN. You MC. I think you should have MC'd this night here, man. I'm telling you.
And Trump comes in. He's working the body.
You sound like the dude. You sound like Steve Eyman, man. When he's like,
hey, Trump comes out of nowhere.
Gives her an RKO thing, right? Out of nowhere.
All right, let me play a little of this. This is for the listener who's been living under a rock, because this was everywhere. Everybody was talking about this. Hold on. Let me share my screen. And we'll stop it here every now. If you guys want to stop it and comment on what he says, but it's about 5 minutes long. So we're going to play some of this. This is the highlights of that night. Oh, my God.
You look at what happened during that election. Unless you're a very stupid person, you see what happens. A lot of the people in this audience.
By the way, I love when I was watching this. I love how the crowd reacted. I wasn't expecting it. The first time I heard the crowd laugh, I'm like, wait, what? Because I thought he was going to be hostile.
I was very shocked by that. Yes. Like when I heard the crowd laugh, I was like, oh shit! I was like, it's going to blow up on CNN, right? Because I thought they were going to bring him into a hostile camp.
Me too, because it's CNN. That's what I was confused about. I'm like, wait, what? So anyway, I thought it was hilarious. Obviously, he's talking about the 2020 election, because obviously the first question that they give him.
Yes, we're going to just win. We're at a point now. We're getting so close. Let's just win it again and straighten out our country.
One other question on this.
Her face.
Yeah.
You're not stupid at all, but you perhaps are. Given an agenda, or you have an agenda. Look,
I was just saying, there's no evidence of that election fraud. You did tweet.
You're supposed to say that, but you know, I'm glad you say that. But look, that was a horrible election. That was a horrible election, and we have to have honest elections in our country. We have open borders.
Yeah.
So pause that. So you know, the term rigged might not be the best term for people, but if you talk about how the rigging really wasn't about machines flipping votes or anything. It was about how they flooded the system with universal mail-in ballots, right? They suspended state constitutions all over the place. Pennsylvania was an example of one, right?
Right.
To amend the Constitution to change voting laws, you have to have a vote on it. You have to have legislation. Then it's got to go to the people. And it there's a whole process to amend the Constitution to allow that change. And they suspended that in 2020, right? Because of COVID.
Yeah.
It was unconstitutional. So the problem is he throws a lot of these terms out, but if he talks about specifics like that, that's where he can capture that voter that might not understand what he's talking about, because people are thinking that it's the Sidney Powell flipping votes and shootouts in Germany and all this crap. But if he talks about the ballot harvesting and the suspending of the rules and the Zuckerbucks and the Time magazine article, right? If he references all that, people will go, that's why that people are like, oh, that's why they think 2020 was stolen.
I think you're right, Tim, overall. But if you look at it, how this might play out, because because CNN, every single time he said anything, she was like, nope, that's a lie, Mr. President. That's a lie. That's a lie. By the way, she kept on calling him Mr. President. And she was like, that's a lie. That's a lie. It's like if she was programmed, like if they told her anytime he mentions it, you have to come back and say it was a lie. Like it was, she was like so robotic when it came to it. It was like, so it was weird. Anyway, here's why I think this might be a good strategy, and that the Tim Pools and the Ben Shapiro's of the world are not seeing. And it's this. The CNN right now is so adamant. In fact, the whole mainstream media, they're so adamant. Do not question elections. Okay. They're so adamant about that. And all it's going to be, it's going to be clips that we're going to play when they lose. And then they start saying, well, the election was rigged. Oh, really? Because I thought we couldn't question elections, folks.
2017.
Exactly. But again, see, this is how they're hypocritical. All of them. All the Democratic Party said that the elections were rigged. In fact, they were calling into question the same ballots, the same, what is it called? The
machines.
Yeah, but what was the company?
Dominion.
The same Dominion machines that they sued, what's his name for, is the same thing that the Democrats were criticizing. So, okay, stop it. All right, let me keep playing this shit. I loved it. I love this performance. He's back.
Oh, yeah.
Here's 2016 Trump.
We'll give you soldiers. We'll give you a National Guard. We'll give you whatever you want. And they turned me down.
You're
and in fact,
Defense
she turned
Secretary.
Me down. She tu- excuse me. She turned me down.
I love her face. Her face, dude. Like, you can tell she is, like, not having
I'd have sex with her, though.
Oh, God. You would. You would have freaking.
So would you.
With a
stop
horse.
It.
With a horse.
Oh, fuck. You'd have sex with her, too.
I'm talking about AOC. All right. Here we go.
Have a script. I don't need scripts like a certain person that's in
what
there right
time,
now.
The video. It came out much later after they had already attacked her. That video that you referenced there, it wasn't posted until 4:17 p.m.
No, I'll tell
they
you,
breached the Capitol at 2 p.m.
That video
Mr.
was
President.
Posted.
4:17.
See, right there, she's lying.
Uh-huh.
She's lying.
Uh-huh.
And that's another thing. It's like these people think that you can't go and check. Like, it was so easy, like a simple Google check. He posted that like around, the day before, and he'll mention it here. But then even before that, like right after that, it's like freaking Twitter at that time, who was controlling it, took it down because they were like, we're done with him. And that's when they freaking canceled him and all that shit.
Well, I mean, that's what, I mean, the best gotcha, I wish this video had that clip, is when she starts talking about it. And the first thing he does, he goes, and he puts his finger, he's like, well, hold on. And he pulls it out.
He has it.
Like, it's here.
It's here.
Oh, because he's reading from it. So I didn't see that.
No, okay. He'll do it. He pulls it out again. You'll see right here.
Okay.
Watch.
Actually a little bit before that.
Chris Miller was your acting defense secretary. He says you never gave that order. But back to what happened on that day.
He
you said
did
you
not
weren't,
say that.
He has testified that, Mr.
He did
President.
Not say that.
But you said you weren't very... Why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did.
There he goes.
Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out.
But think about it. Listen to that little point. Because she tried getting him on a lie.
Twitter. Now use.
Sorry, go ahead.
He calls them fake news and people are like, we're not fake news and we're defenders of democracy. But the minute she starts spewing out lies, he pulls this out and he's reading his own thing with the timestamp.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, that's why they thought this crowd was going to boo him, but they applauded him because, A, it's fucking hilarious because he's calling him out on that bullshit on live TV. Like, come on, man. This guy's a G.
Is that you know that there are people out there who don't watch anything but CNN.
Right.
I mean, there are people, and I think, you know, obviously there are the people who freaking just are fomenting at the mouth of watching him. But then there are those who are like, okay, well, maybe let's see, let's listen to him. And then he pulls out that information and he says that information, something that the news never reported on, that he had tweeted and he was telling everybody to go home and Twitter deleted it. Right. So that there wouldn't be the evidence, he immediately addressed it. In fact, the day before he said, we support the blue, don't go crazy. You know what I mean? Anyway, so let me keep playing.
And this was in the form of Twitter. Now use Truth, Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there.
Mr. President, I don't think the same timeline that you did.
Didn't report that. You know why? Because it was
we
taken
did report
down.
It. I was reporting that
It was
that
taken
thing.
Down and it wasn't
But when it was
down.
Clear to you that they were not... Do you feel that you owe him an apology?
No, because he did something wrong. He should have put the votes back to the state legislatures, and I think we would have had a different outcome. I really do.
But he doesn't have the authority. The vice president does not have the authority to reject those
elections. Are you ready? Let's have this one out just now, because it's interesting. Let's keep it interesting, right? I like Mike Pence very much. He's a very fine man. He's a very nice man. Did they change the law then, saying that you can't do it?
They didn't change the law. They strengthened the law because they were worried about
presidents.
They changed the law.
You could do it.
Look at her face. She realizes her facial expression realizes what she just said. Because what she said when she said, you can't do that. Yes, you can't do that now. But right. When he was president and when it was happening, you could. And so this is the deceit that, you know, they're deceitful. They lie by omission. And you know, and it's the same thing, the timeline. They're talking about a timeline. Why didn't you tweet? Well, he did tweet, but Twitter deleted it. You know, and then this thing. It's like they lie by omission, and you have to. I love that he is quick with them and he's on top of it. This is what I like about it. You think Biden, if he was pressed like this, he'd freak out.
He'd call a boy. Like that. He could be like, hey, boy, you can't do that. A billion. B-I-L-O-I-O-N.
Yeah. All right, let me keep playing this. I'm gonna replay her facial expression because he's like, oh shit. Yeah, that's true. Watch.
Washington, you could do it.
That's not what it means.
Thank you.
They strengthen.
In Washington, D.C., you cannot get a fair trial. You cannot. Just like in New York City, you can't get a fair trial either.
Everybody's clapping. The music.
What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, yes, and within minutes, you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay? I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Mr. President,
man.
This is a fake story, and you don't want to give it credibility.
One thing you did do in this.
Good.
I have no idea who the hell. She's a
Mr.
whack
President,
job.
You did not testify.
What is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
You know, this just seems like such a simple response, but it would address a lot of the inflation that's happening in our country today. The cost of gas, oil, energy has skyrocketed everywhere, and that affects everything. Your food doesn't get to Walmart miraculously. It's on trucks, folks. It's not on Teslas. Mm-hmm. It's not on electricity.
It's not even just the trucks that deliver to the store, right? These farmers, they have tractors. Those tractors run on gas. They have all these different machines, and majority of them, you know, they're out in the middle of a field. They don't have any place to plug them in. They run off of gas. You know, they take the corn. They use a machine that runs on gas to harvest the corn. They drive that corn to the processing plants. The plants, you know, they use fuel to can it or whatever they're doing with it, right? Wrapping it or whatever, right? The lights are on, everything's running. Majority of that stuff's running off of, you know, energy. It's
cheap,
just like,
energy allows for higher production and more consumption,
right? And less cost because, right. And it's just,
and so it's all tied in, because think about it, right? We're waging a war, basically a proxy war with Russia right now, right? You know, everybody knows this, and we're only hurting ourselves. You know, when you have the Arabs making deals with them and, you know, and they're rich in oil. And he mentions this in this, I don't know if it's in this clip though, but you know, he was talking about like, we were exporting oil. We were way above production.
Energy dominance.
Dominance. Oh yeah, exactly. Not even energy independence, energy dominance was what we had. And in a matter of a couple years, Biden destroys it. Destroy
a couple of years. It took him a couple of hours with
right.
a stroke of a pen as soon as he got in the office.
Broke the pipeline, and that skyrocketed everything. And I don't, when I talk to some people about this, they don't even understand how this works. They think that, again, food just miraculously shows up. No, guys, this is affecting everything. And just because it didn't happen immediately, right? It wasn't the next day after he was in office. People were like, oh, see, everything's fine. No, and now here we are. And what it cost me today for food is ridiculous, man. And again, it's everything that this guy's policies has done. And Trump is absolutely right about bringing that up. And I love that he did.
Well, think about it, right? Just from a consumer perspective, you fill up your car, right? You fill up your car at $5 in gas. About $75. That's what it cost me last week. Or it was $5.15. It cost me $75. It went down 30 cents, right? Or whatever. I paid $4.85 at Costco yesterday. It cost me $65. Right there, I got $10 back. I went to the bar last night to watch the game with a couple friends, right?
Yeah.
So I was able to spend that money. But if I don't have that money to spend, I'm doing exactly what they hate. I'm making the gas companies rich with $5 in gas. Okay. They're stupid. These people are stupid. And people that believe that this green energy thing is going to save the world. No, you dummies. Because what happens when Gavin Newsom says all delivery trucks have to be on electric by 2035, okay? Or whatever they're trying to push. Well, there's no trucks. The trucks break down. The cost of charging those trucks is 5 times the cost. So now what? Your food prices now are going to cost 10 times the cost because people got to make a profit.
Well, I don't even think it'll get that far, Tim. They're going to load up these trucks and they're not going to have any energy to charge them because California's power grid is already stressed out.
Right.
It can't handle the electric cars that they have now. So they're going to get rid of all these diesel trucks and replace them all with these huge battery consuming electric, you know, diesel, well, not diesel, whatever you call them, semi trucks, right? Good luck, California. Good luck. You're going to have all this food, all these supplies sitting on your docks, right? The what are they called? Yeah, the docks, the import. What do they call that area? Docks, right?
Warehouses.
Yeah, they're going to have all this stuff at the warehouses and on the docks, and they're not going to be able to move any of it because they can't charge these huge trucks because their power grid is shot.
Right.
So check this. And I know we got to get back to it, but in the topic of power, right? And this whole concept of why drill baby drill is, you know, the right concept. My friend's boyfriend, he works in the warehouse industry and whatnot. And he was telling me a couple of weeks ago, he's like, I got a buddy or something like that who works at some facility. And he's like, yeah, they just converted all their, you know, their, a lot of their vehicles to all electric. And he's like, they already have to go back to gas. He's like, because in less than 1 month, what it cost to charge them was more than like the entire, like it was like 2 years worth of like gas. And he's like, what the hell? Because nobody ever does the math. They don't tell you. They tell you it's cheap, but it's not. It's not cheap. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, probably not at that scale because, you know, it takes a lot of energy to move that much. Right. Stuff.
And even Jeremy, let's say, for example, if we said that everything that they're talking about, the climate crisis is true, right? Would we, like, if say I believe them, would I be willing to pay a little bit more to save the planet? Okay. It's for the people who believe that, right? They'd be like, okay, sure. I can spend a little bit more to save our planet. The problem is that it's not even saving the fucking planet because the same people who are complaining about fossil fuels are the same people who oppose nuclear energy. If we said, let's go completely nuclear energy for everything that we can go to, right? And okay, sure. It's the same people who are trying to get rid of nuclear energy. It's like, from where do you think the energy is going to come? These electric cars are charged by fossil fuels, folks. What do you think is creating that electricity? I'm sure water, maybe minuscule amount. Yeah.
And look at the earth. Look at the earth and what they got to do to get that lithium out of the earth. Okay. Like, look at like the oil pipes. Like when you see the pipelines and everything, it's all surrounded by green and it looks pretty and everything. And then go look at a freaking mine for a lithium mine. Okay. And what are they using in those lithium mines? Child labor, labor. Okay. Yeah. So the same shit that you're crying about is funding the shit that you want everybody to drive. It makes no sense. But again, they're hypocrites. They omit the truth 99% of the time. They're the threats to democracy. They're the white supremacists. So fuck them. It's time to go on offense. When they start talking, say, hey,
see,
you're the carbon that you need to stop breathing for about 3 minutes and we'll fix climate change.
This is why I like Trump. And I think I like DeSantis, but he needs to wait his turn. And for me, I don't think DeSantis would have done the job that Trump does. And it's not because DeSantis is not smart or anything. I just think Trump has that he doesn't care mentality, right? He punches back. And I think people are tired of, because there's no way you're going to get around these people. These people are nasty, and you're going to hear what he says. Let me keep playing this. But I love it. He calls him out for this bullshit, and I'm like, hell yeah.
Do you think the U.S. should default if the White House does not agree to the spending cuts Republicans are demanding?
Well, you might as well do it now, because you'll do it later, because we have to save this country.
Exactly.
Our country is dying. We have a very big mental health problem in this country. And again, it's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger. And we have to protect our Second Amendment. We have to protect our Second Amendment. And then we had a
Nobody
weak
says
election.
That.
I'm sorry to say it.
The election was not rigged, oh, okay, Mr. Good. President. You can't keep saying that all night long.
And so then, I was totally exonerated, by the way, just a waste of time and money.
You were impeached over that. You were
impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy Pelosi.
But the question here is, would you give Ukraine?
I took the documents. I'm allowed to. You know who else took them? Obama took them. Nixon took them.
Yeah. Obama Reagan did not took take them. Documents.
Oh, he didn't?
The difference here that I'd like to know.
But you know who took them more than anybody is Joe Biden. He has 1,800 boxes.
That's
and
not
nobody
accurate,
even
Mr.
knows
President,
where they
you
are.
Know that.
1,800. And nobody talks about him.
I would like for you to answer the question.
Okay, it's very simple to answer.
That's why I asked it.
It's very simple that you're a nasty person.
I love it.
Why is it that you're Biden had 9 boxes in Chinatown and he gets a lot of money from China? Why is that?
No,
I guarantee you.
No evidence. I hate these fucking people.
No,
I fucking hate
you
these people.
Anything that a majority of CNN's audience, that's probably the first time that they've heard that. Because CNN's
probably,
not reporting
yeah.
that. They're not reporting Ooh. That this guy got caught with boxes of classified information. And he wasn't president at that time, guys, when he fucking took this shit. And somewhere close to Chinatown, not necessarily at it, but close to it. And he was like, okay. And this guy has dealings with China. He's doing all this shit. It's weird, man. Like, and people should question it. Why did his house get raided and nobody else's did? Not the Obamas, not the Clintons, not the Bushes, not the Biden.
I can tell you why.
We all know
why.
Go ahead.
Well, because they knew, they found that Biden had boxes. And to cover up his story, they were like, fuck it. We're just going to arrest him because it's a two-tier justice system and people will be okay with it. Because if you truly are, look, I say it all the time and I'm tired and I don't give a shit. When people say, no, you're wrong. No, I use communism. I talk about communism at work now. When every time they say something, yeah, because, you know, everyone wants to be a communist these days. Right? No, seriously. Because when you use the administrative state, the police force, the FBI, the justice system, all this shit to go after one man and then conservatives and then some of this other shit, I'm sorry, man. You're way over the target that you're watching these people destroy all credibility. This is how far they are willing to go to get this man to shut all of us up.
Right.
This is how far they're willing to go. Raiding his house, impeaching him, fucking indicting him on bullshit. The rape claims, how can you get defamation and saying you raped somebody, but you didn't rape somebody? They said he's not guilty of rape, but
in this whole thing, when he was being asked by this, he brought up the whole thing that they didn't allow his attorneys to present.
Vagina.
Exactly, that the woman who's accusing it. By the way, have you guys seen this woman? Have you guys?
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's fucking
you know,
nuts,
you know what came
bro.
Out? Right,
no,
but here's the deal.
No, she came out on an interview, I think who was it? And she was talking about how rape was sexy. Those are her words, dude.
Yeah.
She said rape is sexy.
What do you think about that, Samantha? You've been quiet.
Let me play this.
Well, you know, this isn't always my prime time.
Hey, Sammy, do you think rape is sexy?
No, of course not.
What?
Now, let me ask you this, Samantha.
But this is, I will say that there is people, I mean, I don't have like the, you know, I don't know the statistics on it.
There's people that like it.
It's okay. Look, calm down. It's not about, it's not liking it, right? What I've gathered from the situation is in a, you know, how some people role play with things.
Yeah.
Right. 50 Shades of Grey.
That some women. Okay. But again, that's why in all those situations, there's safe words, there's things going on. And I'm not, I don't know all the stuff about it.
rape.
I don't know all the stuff about it. I know, but you're asking like, oh, does someone win like break it? And it's like, obviously no one wants to be raped. Stop, if that's a thing. But when you're talking about this role playing, like, oh, like, hey, with your boy, you know, whoever
that's
your boyfriend.
That's not what she said,
Samantha. Okay, I'm going to just stop. Okay, I'm not.
What?
You asked my opinion on something, and so I'm trying to tell you, and you're that's not what she's saying.
Sorry,
no, it's fine. No, I actually don't want to. Thank you.
So real quick, before we find these other videos, because I want to get more of your input, Samantha. Do you think it was a good idea for Trump going on CNN to kind of go against the swamp and plead his case? Or do you think this will hurt him going forward?
I mean, I definitely do not think it will hurt him. I think it was a good thing. And to your points that people who have not seen him or certain topics brought up, and he was able to speak to those and speak. It's like the quick, it's not even about the confidence, but it's just like all the stuff, those lies on top of the things that you're seeing. I think it's, is opening to people's eyes who have never been on his side and are starting to be like, huh, you know, like there's so many things that you can do. You can say, oh, that's coincidence, or, oh yeah, they're lying. And all of a sudden start stacking up and you're like, everything's a lie, you know? So I do think it's really great for him. And, it was a good thing.
I want to see if I can find it. I'm trying to find that specific clip, but hopefully it's on here. And again, this is the woman who, you know, who, what court was it? Is DC or New York?
No, New York. But before you play this,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but now think about this. Think about this. Everybody talks about statute of limitations, right? This shit supposedly happened 30 years ago, blah, 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 right? So it's statute of limitations gone. You can't do nothing. But they got this crazy idea, her and her lawyer, and she was the advocate and then got funded by some crazy fucking billionaire Democrat, right? To petition New York to change the laws of statute of limitation. So the minute that law got passed, like a minute after midnight, they dropped this case. Tell me that this is, I mean, come on, dude. It's all...
It's a machine.
This is all about election interference, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me see if I can play this video and if it has it.
Which the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Wait, what?
Think of the
fantasies.
Mm. Let's give her
and
the benefit of
that. I was trying to tell you about Soul.
Okay, so do you think what she's saying is that when she says most people think rape is sexy, do you think she's referring to women or men?
I don't know. She's crazy.
Yeah, I can't speak on what she's referring to.
I don't think she could speak to what she's speaking to.
She's fucking weird to say that, right? Like, I'm like, what do you mean?
But when she spoke specifically to fantasy, that's a whole different thing.
I think it's the definition of words. There's dominance, right? And we're not going to make this episode about that, but I get it. You know, women like dominant men. I understand that. But rape is when you're not willing to. And you didn't consent. Is it not?
I don't know. They've done a great job of messing around with the word rape. I mean, now you can have sex with somebody and the next day she could regret what she did and call it rape. And now it's rape, right?
Exactly.
It was consensual did it, but afterwards they changed their mind and now it's right. Rape. So,
and I think that's what the confusion is here, is that the word has been bastardized to not mean what it originally meant. And the original meaning is, the woman is not consenting and is being forced to do something that she doesn't want, right? But now, because to your point, Jeremy, woman regrets in the next day, oh, it's rape. But then the word loses its meaning. No, you changed your mind. No, you regretted what you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you regretted participating in this. And a lot of this is very sad that this happens. And I don't know who's coming out with a documentary. Oh, this is a girl who does male-female episode shows. She's coming out. I think her name is, I forget her name. I wish I knew her name. Anyway, she's coming out with a documentary talking about how men are abusing the country. And maybe when that documentary comes out, we should watch it and react it, because this would be a very good very heated debate. Anyway, I didn't want to go too much into that, but let me finish playing Trump's performance here. I think he ends it in a high note.
One that's happening in Georgia, where they are investigating there your efforts to overturn.
And when we can't make a call to question election results, then this country ought to just forget about it.
You weren't just questioning the election results. I was questioning the election. You were asking them to find you votes.
These people are sick. Anybody that wants this to happen to our country, they're destroying our country, and this should not be allowed to happen.
Amen. There was a towards the end, went to your point, Tim, when they cut it early. You know, she's closing out and she's saying her whatever. He keeps pointing at her. He's pointing at her and he just keeps going. He's looking at the crowd. He's looking at the crowd. He's like, this girl. And he's just like,
pfft. He's like, this bitch.
Get off the stage. Because that's something I would be doing. I'm like, get her off.
Okay, this bitch.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys a question. Okay. Let me ask you this. Trump is the guy. Hey, I support Trump, right? I love DeSantis and all this, but you know what? I support Trump. My biggest thing is, if a guy is willing to walk into a fucking courthouse in New York City and say, not guilty, get indicted, fight, and still fight, he don't need to do this. He don't need to do this. It's not about money. It's right. Not about fame. The guy's 76 years old, a billionaire. Why is he really doing? Like, you got to ask yourself, at this point in his life, why is he doing it? This man loves this country. Is Trump flawed? Absolutely. Is he pumped? Absolutely. But could I sit down and any one of us sit down and have a conversation with him? Absolutely. Could I have a conversation with Chuck Schumer or any of those guys? Fuck
fake.
No.
They'd be fake.
They're fake as fuck. At least Trump will fucking tell you. He'll make you laugh, whatever. He might even, you ask him a question and he'll go not even answer it and spin you around in circles because he's good at that. But the guy's real, man. The guy's from New York City. Yeah, he had money, but he turned his inheritance into something. He didn't put it up his nose like Hunter Biden. The guy does not drink. The guy does not do drugs. The guy does not smoke cigarettes. How can he be the worst thing in the world? And he eats McDonald's all day.
I say, you
well,
know,
that makes him an animal.
I'll say this, you know, there's sometimes and I want to speak to this, to your point, Tim, about the guy, because I look at his children and I look at how successful they are and how it's a good family, dude. All of them. And it's a big family. And I get it. Some of us are dealt a bad hand, you know, with the kids, you know, that you get and they're just, you know, they. People choose their own path, but there's something to say about somebody who can raise, you know, good kids like that. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it's maybe the moms play a role in it as well, but I believe he played a very good role because he stayed in their lives and he made it work. No matter how flawed the guy is, he's still a man, right? And when you're making that much money and people are throwing themselves at you, like he said, they'll let you grab them by the, you know, and you know what? A lot of people, when they heard that, they're like, it's true. It's the goddamn truth. And he's the first one to have ever said that. And we have shows on this. And it's like everybody knows this. Everybody knows that when a man climbs a ladder and when he makes his money, a lot of money, and a lot of people are after him, you know damn well women are throwing themselves at him. And that's what he was saying. So, you know, I that's why I like him. He's going to be the same man he is, you know.
He's not changed.
Behind closed doors as the same man he is out talking to CNN and pointing at a woman and telling her to go away.
let me ask you a question. You have the president of the United States. We had the biggest fucking catastrophe in Ohio. It was basically almost not the equivalent of a nuclear fucking bomb, but, you know, pretty fucking massive. Did Joe Biden go out to East Palestine?
No.
Did Ron DeSantis go to East Palestine?
None of them.
Who went to East Palestine?
None of them.
Donald J. Trump. That's who went.
You know what? That's who went. To your point, Tim, and this is, for me, how you know that America's priorities are, I don't know where the fuck they are. We're sending billions to a country that's not part of NATO, to a country that's full of racists. It is, folks. It is
Nazis. Like the real Nazis.
Nazis. I subscribe Nazis. On Telegram to people who record these people, who record these soldiers berating people who speak Russian, and they're telling them, don't speak that pig language here. This is sick, man. And this is the country we're supporting. And these are soldiers. These are Ukrainian soldiers telling that to civilians, telling them to not talk Russian in what the fuck? You know, yeah, I understand they're in a war with them, but really? Would we tolerate that here? No, in fact, people would be shunned about it. It's like, no, you can't do that, man. And this is what we're supporting.
He abandoned the two. He abandoned all political parties. He's the only political party. He's a fucking dictator now, right? He suspended that. He suspended all church. He suspended everything. He took away all fucking civil liberties from people.
Right.
And all of a sudden, oh, guess what? Trannies weren't allowed to fucking skip out of town. They were dick checking them because guess what? We need all able bodies to fight. So, oh, he's against the LGBTQ community. Right. And the news media is so evil and disgusting to where when you bring up, hey, the Azov battalion was, they're fucking Nazis. And they're like, no, they're not. Bitch, you wrote articles in 2014 about them saying that they're Nazis. Yeah. And all of a sudden they're fucking heroes. It's like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter to these people.
Because
and that's why I'm fucking sick of them.
Yeah, because they're Pravda. They are just, regurgitating what is coming from above. Now, I did want to say this, that Trump actually did address this because he was asked about the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. And you know, he was told, would you call Putin, would they say a dictator or something like that? And he's like, why would I say that if I might become president and completely ruin my abilities to negotiate with the guy? You know what I mean? And it is common sense. Like, why would he say that if he's trying to be the leader of the free world? And as soon as you like say, yeah, this guy's a dictator and he's whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, okay. And then they say, oh, so do you want Ukraine to win or who do you want to win? Like, she's pressing on him. And he's like, you know what I want? He said, I want the killing to stop. Beautiful answer. I want the killing to stop. And he said, I would fix this problem in one day, he said. And everybody like claps and you can see her freaking squirming.
Oh, they hated that answer. They hated this answer. And that's why I like that. He's not going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you the truth. Because you know what? Most Americans at this point, they don't care about Ukraine. They don't. It's over. You know why? Because we have real problems now.
You know, for me, like why I think that this guy, you know, yes, he's pompous. Yes, he's sometimes run his mouth too much. You know why I think this guy's got courage is because remember what he did, bro, that everybody was scared to do going to the DMZ to North Korea. He crossed into North Korea, man, risking his life. I mean, sure, were the North Koreans going to do anything to it? Probably not. But he did more than what you remember the scene, there's a video or there's a picture of Barack Obama looking from freaking 50 miles away with glasses. That's how scared he was. And Trump is over there shaking hands with these guys. And because that's what you have to do. Do we want to take over North Korea? No. So then why can't he negotiate with these people? And because this is what happens when he pretty much, what is that called? He, any lie that, you know, the liberals would have said about him, oh, he was going to create war. He in fact did the opposite. And he was shaking hands with the people who we're supposed to be having wars with, guys.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't work for people, right? Because if you create peace around the world, and basically there was no wars for 4 years. Sorry. Probably this was the longest spat the U.S. had without actually being in a new war in our 250 years of existence as a country. You know what I mean? Because we've been at war pretty much our entire existence. People forget about that. But this guy was negotiating peace deals. He was fighting China with tariffs. He was going after North Korea. He told the freaking, the Taliban, and he goes, why, you know, his story, he goes, why are you sending me pictures of my house? He goes, you know why? He goes, stop killing our soldiers. Because instead of fighting a war, they were afraid of him because you know what? They thought he was crazy enough to do it. And to me, that's good enough. Fuck around, find out. That's how I look at it. They didn't want to fuck around and find out because he would have done it. for him to send a picture and go, I know where you're at. I know where you live. Fuck around and find out. And guess what? He stopped killing fucking soldiers. Holy shit. You see how that works? And now look what we got. Leverage. Yeah, we have no leverage now. We have this fucking feckless old man, decrepit, this fucking illegitimate regime that the guy can't even spell billion, okay? B-I-L-I-O-N. Billion.
You know,
he did that yesterday.
Have you guys seen these viral videos on that have that are AI created? And it's basically Trump, Obama, Biden, and Bush. And they're usually debating about, you know, either the video games or movies or whatever. And they're just ranking movies or whatever. Go on YouTube and just search for these. Are blowing up. Freaking hilarious. And the reason they're hilarious is because every single one of the characters, they portray them exactly how they are. And obviously Trump is the, you know, bull in the China shop, and Joe is the freaking sleepy. He's always snoring like, oh, what happened? But there's a quote, and I looked it up as you were talking, Tim. And it was from Theodore Roosevelt. And you know, he said, speak softly and carry a big stick and you will go far. When I look at Trump, I'm like, well, he doesn't speak softly, but he does. But he does carry that big stick when he threatens somebody. He's like, hey, here's a GPS of your house. And but yeah, I love it. The guys, I'm supporting him. I'm going to vote for him. I love DeSantis, but he's got to wait his turn, man. And it just frustrates me that he doesn't come out and completely support him. And he should. He needs to do that.
Do you think he should be vice president?
Maybe. And I get it. He's trying to negotiate, and to Samantha's point, have leverage so that he can get a good spot. So I understand that. But I hope he eventually, if he can negotiate something like that, then maybe that would be a good call. Yep.
Do you think if DeSantis left Florida, do you think his replacement would be similar to him, or do you think would it revert?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You might be right, and maybe that's why Trump needs him there, right? Maybe that's why Trump needs him there.
Yeah, they need a stronghold.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure there's other states that are.
It's going to be interesting, man. This country's going to look real interesting if 2024 doesn't go the way of. I don't want to say Republicans. It needs to be the populist conservative movement. If it's a bunch of rhinos getting in there, it's the same old shit. If it's a bunch of J.D. Vances and MTGs and Boberts, this country's going to actually be on the up and up. Because look at liberal Colorado. Look at liberal Colorado. Because, again, remember, we were taking over school boards all over the country. We took over a school board in somewhere in Colorado. And right away, you know what they did? They implemented social studies, a couple other conservative populist conservative, you know, American fucking ideology back in the school. They're freaking out. People in Colorado are freaking out. They go, people can't see this because those ideas work.
Well, I
teaching
think they
history
out the playbook. They figured out the playbook on how to get their country back. And you got to start young, because you know, a generation that doesn't know its history is prone to repeat it. It's prone to fall, man.
I sent you that article.
I wanted to show you this video, though, to your point, Tim, about the outreach that's happening in a lot of places, and especially right now with the immigration crisis that's going on. I want to show you this video, and we'll end it with this, but I wanted to show you guys this video. Residents in Chicago, bro, how far? The Midwest, way up in the Midwest, they're fed up. Because what's happening is that, you know, they're shipping all these immigrants to to all these places, and they're taking up the resources. And now, again, as somebody who comes from a family of immigrants, I completely understand the immigrant plight. I understand the need, and I don't blame immigrants. What I blame is the bad policies in this country by people who are not understanding the crisis that is happening, and they're overwhelming the social, quote unquote, welfare system that they have established for their own people. And and you see clearly played out in this here. And I'm going to play this for you guys, because this is in Chicago, guys, a stronghold for the Democrats. They're about to lose it if they don't change this. Let me play this for you guys.
If there are plans to open what they call a respite center in the former shuttered South Shore High School have been finalized, but people who live in that neighborhood made it very clear how they feel.
For city leaders who came looking for a conversation over opening the doors of a shuttered South Shore High School to migrants.
What's important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis, and we're here.
South Shore residents responded
with resounding rejection. These are minorities, guys. Blacks, Latinos.
While this crisis may constitute an emergency for the city of Chicago, it does not constitute an emergency for the South Shore community.
Incoming migrants have overwhelmed district police stations. Look at this, police stations full of hundreds.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Hello.
But city leaders could barely eke out a word of the details about a proposed respite center at the former South Shore High School.
When it comes to the total number of people at South Shore at any given point in time, it is fluid. We'd start with 250, 500.
How could you do that without consulting us?
I am concerned with safety in the area.
The Chicago Police Department will put 24/7 officers at that location.
Wow.
Those are exactly the kind of services Southside residents say they've begged for and been denied.
Every homeless immigrant that you...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So people need to, people are starting to understand when Tucker Carlson came out and said the great replacement theory, it's not just about, it's not about why, it's truly replacing the voting bloc with what they want. They let them all in. They give them all the services.
Right.
And all the people in this country that pay taxes and all this shit get nothing. New York City. You know what New York City is proposing now? Closing off streets all over New York City to allow them and give them perfect tents and perfect housing and all that because they have an influx. What about all the homeless people? The Americans can't get that, but you're going to give it to them? They're being replaced. You drugged them out. You fucking bled them dry. You're going to let them die. And now you got a new voting bloc. They're going to work. They're going to be cheap labor. They're going to pay their taxes and do exactly what the immigrant plight is. They're You're being replaced with cheap labor. Plain and simple. This ain't a white and black thing and all that and brown. You are being replaced with cheap fucking labor and they're getting votes for it. And Republicans get cheap labor. Democrats get the votes. That's always been the agreement.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I want to put some money down on this. So what time is it in Chicago right now? It's probably what, 9:30 p.m.?
9:30,
yeah. Yeah, 9:30.
So I'm willing to bet tomorrow morning you're going to hear a story about how this South Shore abandoned high school just all of a sudden burnt down last night. Now they can't house 250 migrant families.
Yeah, no, they'll go to jail. Gets hurt.
No, they'll go to jail for that. But you can kill each other, not go to jail. But you fuck up their plans. Oh yeah, you all go to jail. Like the homeless man in fucking New York City took a shit on a homeless man took a shit on a fucking pride flag. Now he's being arrested for a hate crime. A black homeless guy shit on the fucking. They're all fucked up. Like, they don't know what they want to do.
It's like the Spider-Man meme where they're all pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do? Yeah. All right, let's close it out.
It's
guys.
Disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us in some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Trump 24, Jesus. Trump 24, Trump 24 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all I need.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.